2:00. Call this meeting to order. Change of date would be 15th of November, as opposed to the 8th. Are there any public comments at this time? There being none, we'll move on to accepting the vouchers. Now, we, during our special meeting last week, we signed vouchers and we did move to accepting, but I believe today we'll go ahead and do that.
We moved to accepting the exception of that Buffalo Bulletin voucher.
I do have some information on that.
Okay.
I did get a hold of her and it was misbilled to us. It shouldn't have been billed to us, so they fixed it and I voided that check.
Okay.
So we don't own.
So that being the only question, is there any other comments on the vouchers?
Excuse me, there is a problem with the connection. Apparently, I've just received a text from somebody saying that they can't, the Zoom is not working properly.
I can't hear. It seems to be working. There's other participants.
Okay.
Ms. Greeno, can you hear us?
Let me unmute.
I can hear you, but I can't hear the folks that aren't close to the microphone very well.
That's probably why.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
The microphone.
All right. So just so everybody online can hear, the bookkeeper reported that we were erroneously billed from the Buffalo Bulletin, and that voucher and an associated check was canceled. And we don't owe the Bulletin anything. That's what was reported to us by the bookkeeper just moments ago.
Do you understand that, Nancy? You look a little confused. Probably should be.
We got a bill, but it wasn't ours.
Oh, I see.
So we didn't sign it and said, hey, go check it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get the money from somebody. Okay.
So
I'd make a motion that the approve the vouchers again that were submitted to the board last week.
I make the motion we approve the vouchers for last week.
I'll second that motion.
Any other further comment from the board? There being none, all those in favor of accepting the vouchers that we approved last week signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those approved signify by saying no. There being none, the motion is carried. The vouchers are accepted. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes of the October board meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of our October 11th board meeting.
I'll second it.
Is there any further comments from the board?
Right.
Any further comments from the board? If there being none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes of the October board meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, the motion is carried and passed. Now we'll do the financial report.
Okay. You guys should all have the balance sheet dated 10/31. Couple things. We did get that money market set up at the bank, at First Northern Bank, and it is earning currently 2.41%. There's a huge balance in the checking account right now because when this report was pulled on 10/31, those two CDs for $480,000 at Multi Bank Securities weren't set up to transfer until 11/9. So $480,000 out of the checking account will go into MBS.
Okay.
The other thing with the checking account, we have it set up to have $25,000 in there. And anything over $25,000 automatically nightly, I think it's nightly, gets swept into the money market account, earning that 2.41 interest rate. I had them set at $25,000, and if the board feels that that's not adequate at any point, we can change it. But that goes both ways. If we would do payroll or have some checks, and there's not enough in the checking account to cover it, it automatically sweeps back. So we don't get overdraft and have to wait on funds to be in there. So those are set up. We'll probably need to get more signatures as we have the current board and the current officers, but those are in the works. The Bank of Buffalo CD was closed. I'm sorry, it wasn't a CD. The Bank of Buffalo account was closed, and that money was put into the First Northern checking account. YoStar, I did get the interest rate since I printed this, and it was 0.0098, so we earned $959 worth of interest in October. That is not recorded on there. Does that make sense, everybody? Is there any questions on that?
So, the only question is, I thought we were going to do $250,000.
Okay, yes, John, we were, but the way they're set up, the interest dumps in those CDs at the end of the term, so he's afraid it might be over $250,000, which is the federally insured amount.
Oh,
okay. So he didn't want to have anything lagging or...
So we're anticipating
$240.
A payment that'll bring us
yes.
up to or right below the $250
yes.
federally insured stuff.
Okay. Yes, that yes. And he didn't want to have to scramble to get that transferred out, so we were always covered under the insurance. And those two CDs, John, I'm not sure if I mentioned, will be at 4.5%.
Yeah. So then that balance in the YoStar we left there to figure out, okay, what's the next step? Buy us some time to say, okay, where do we want to invest it, if we want to invest it. You know, one of the things we can recommend is that some of that, right now we're keeping that $25,000 in the checking.
Yes.
Or anything above $25,000 goes into that money market. So if the board would want to move, you know, say $100,000 into that checking, then anything over $25,000 gets bumped back into that checking account for at 2.4% interest.
Back into the money market account. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
You can go back and forth between that money market account, you know, but that's available, or should the board decide?
That can be done at any time.
Yeah, it can be done at any time. So just get bought us. We got locked in with the higher interest rates with the CDs and the money market. That 167 that's still in YoStar, still recommend we keep the account open, but if there's all of a sudden somebody comes up with a 6 or 7% CD, well then you can take $150,000 out of that YoStar and buy a 6 or 7% CD and you know not have all that money locked into one or two spots. So that's why we left that in there.
Okay, the next sheet, the profit and loss detail, we did receive the county check again. You'll see that the advertising that Buffalo Bulletin is now at a zero. That's where I voided that check. Let me see my notes. Anything else? I don't think there was anything else out of the ordinary on there. Yes, one thing I do want to point out, bookkeeping, you'll see that accounting administrative services, that check was written to Johnson County Fire to cover my bookkeeping for you as well. Flip through a few more pages, we'll come to the profit and loss budget versus actual. We're 33% through the fiscal year. We received $25,000 of that fiscal year 23-24 mineral taxes that we're not 100% positive how that's gonna play out. So this fiscal year to date, we've received $94,000. That doesn't include the funds that we received for 23-24 in last fiscal year. So we just kind of want to keep an eye on those funds because I don't know what's going to happen as far as next year.
Now, those funds are in our checking right now, right?
Well, John, everything's kind of commingled.
Commingled?
I don't separate it other than in the budget line items.
Right.
There's, as far as expenses, there's a few line items that are over the 32%, but nothing, I don't think, too concerned about. Cemetery maintenance is at 90%. Oil and gas is at 80%. The CMS annual, that's 100%, but we've paid the annual on that, so there shouldn't be any other expenses there.
Overall, we're at 29, which is 296, so still about 4% under overall. Oil and gas typically, the gas, oil, and propane stuff typically falls off this time of year and flatten out until spring. Cemetery maintenance. What was the big one on that grant this past month?
That was the irrigation system.
Oh.
As well as our air compressor needed work in order to winterize it. It was a pretty serious disrepair. Both actually, the compressor as well as the irrigation system.
So that was for winterizing the irrigation system?
Winterizing, and I also had them, while they were here, do some repairs on the system. And there was quite a few issues. And they also did some assessments for coming back in the spring for helping us get it going, but also to assess issues that are going to undoubtedly come up in the spring, too. So
there is, under our capital outlay, there is monies that can be, we can look at those winterization bills or repair bills. And what I'd recommend is next month the board get those actual figures and move that from the capital outlay to cover and add that back in to this line item and cover those costs to bring that 90 down to what is would be the normal, rather than having because we budgeted in our capital outlay for sprinkler system upgrades. So.
And Sean, I can reclassify that if you would prefer.
You know, we could look at those couple of big bills there, and that would be my recommendation. Is that get those big bills with that winterization and the repairs and updates, get the money out of the capital improvement part that's used for that, rather than our standard everyday maintenance, because we're not going to be doing that all the time.
I would recommend reclassifying and put them under the
capital outlay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can vote on that now, or you can do it next month.
I think probably move that to next month, though.
Okay. Yeah, it's not something that has to happen, but yeah, it's a recommendation. We did close the Buffalo checking account, but Bank of Buffalo, and it was around $6,000,
I think. It was 43,
48. Yeah, and that check was deposited into the checking at First Northern.
Yes.
So.
And it was just a transfer, so it's not going to show up on your profit and loss.
Yeah. So really.
The only other thing I have, we still have our annual review that needs completed for last fiscal year for the Department of Audit by December 31st. I've made 5 phone calls to the auditor. I finally got a phone call back from the secretary today as I was walking in. They have emailed me what they need to complete that review. All their other deadlines were today, so hopefully in the next couple weeks they'll get started on ours and have it to you.
Mohawk and Johnson,
yes.
Down in, okay, so our accountants down there that do our annual review.
And they will have that done prior to the next next month's meeting?
It's due December 31st. I will highly encourage them to have it done before the next meeting. Would you like them, would you like me to get them on the schedule to present it at your meeting?
Oh, definitely, yes, yes. Is there any other, anything else, Janet, on the finance report? Any discussion, board discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
She made a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
We have a second. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's report and a second. Any further discussion? There being none, all those in favor of accepting treasurer's report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, motion is accepted.
I'll make a motion, Mr. President, that items 6 through 10C are moved to the regularly scheduled December meeting. December, what is it?
6 to 10.
10C. We do need to talk about that delta, that insurance one.
Okay, we have a motion to move items 6 through 10C.
And the 13th of December, it looks like.
Is that where it is?
13th December meeting.
Did you make a motion?
I made a motion to move all those items from 6 down to 10C to our December 13th meeting because we are past the elections and I don't feel comfortable voting on monies. So let the new board deal with that.
I'll second it.
Okay, any other discussion? Board discussion? There being none. We've got a motion to move items 6 through 10C to the 10th, 13th, 22 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, the motion is carried. That will bring us to the insurance. Excuse me. Okay, the sections report, we're bumping that up too. Am I correct?
Yeah, unless there's something critical.
Manetta, do you have anything that...
Pressing?
No.
Good. You're good till December.
Yep.
Grant, is there anything at all that needs to be brought to your attention at this time?
Kind of looking through this quickly. I don't think that there is anything really pressing that we can't wait on.
Yeah.
So other than just information for you guys, but that can wait as well. So there was one thing that may be good to get passed right away, and that was just basically the adjustment to the burial request form that we've talked about with Carrie, or Ms. Kimmel mentioned. And so you can see that on your second page from the back of your pamphlet, that I think it'd probably be good to get that passed and you can get that in published as our updated form. That could wait, but I think it'd just be handy to get it out of the way. I think that's...
Is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion. We accept the cemetery request form on the bottom.
Updated?
Communicate with the cemetery staff.
Right here, yeah.
Approve it on the form.
Okay, there's a motion.
I'll second it.
There's a second. Any further discussion from from the board? Being none, all those in favor of accepting the new barrel request form, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, signify by saying no. There being none, motion is accepted.
I think that's all I would request.
Okay, then it brings us to the issue with the insurance. Is there any discussion from the board?
Well, just
go ahead.
By and the public understand, the building we're currently in right now, where our office is located, used to be a residence on our insurance policy. This United Fire and Casualty has decided they don't want to insure homes, residences. So they're canceling our policy because but our policy is everything.
Oh, yeah.
And as part of our policy, this was a residence. So they said our local broker recommended that we just do a whole new insurance policy rather than to fiddle around and try to get our old policy to reflect the reality on the ground right now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. All right. So then it's just a matter of, okay, we got to get a new insurance policy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get out there and start looking for bids, and I think we can sick grant.
Yeah, we are covered through the first of the year, so
yeah.
It's not like we're running without coverage, but
right.
If you can give us the bids and whatnot at the December meeting, and I'm sure we'll make a decision then.
Okay.
On an insurance company.
I have one or two leads on insurance companies. I've also asked Jake, the broker, to investigate some options for us too, so
good.
I can bring those to your December meeting.
It's basically a policy change because this is now an office and not a house.
No.
Any other discussion by the board at this time? There being none, I would entertain a motion to close the meeting.
I'll make a motion to close.
And I'll second the motion to close.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor of closing the meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, we'll close the meeting.
That's got to be
that a record?